Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Andy Griffith's wife first captured his heart with song. Written by Aaron Brown, read by Stacey Marshall. Andy Griffith's wife, Barbara Edwards, caught his heart in a very profound way. She did it through song. Most of us know Andy Griffith or have heard of his stardom on the hit show, The Andy Griffith Show. There's some candid history between the lovers, which the daughter, Dixie, took some time to reveal. Her parents first met at Carolina Playmakers Repertory Theater at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. The two were there as performers. Andy heard her vocals and immediately took a fancy to the young lady. "My dad was quite taken by Mom's operatic soprano voice," her daughter shared. Andy ventured off to college to become a preacher, but had a change of heart and pursued music instead. He graduated in 1949, and in that same year, Barbara became Andy Griffith's wife. What started as an interest in a beautiful woman who could sing became so much more. 10 years before the Andy Griffith Show came into being, Barbara and Andy traveled across North Carolina, performing in different places. Andy Griffith's wife even surprised some by making an appearance on her husband's hit show. Her presence was nothing but a cameo, but she did appear as part of the Mayberry Choir for an episode in the fourth season. "I'm sorry, Mr. Matthews," she said to the choir director. She also spent some time in the episode singing. The hit comedy series went on for 8 seasons over the course of 8 years. There were 249 episodes in total. Sadly, where love had once blossomed between the two, they would later find themselves separated and divorced. After 23 years of being married, they were suddenly apart in the year 1972. Barbara Griffith passed away at the age of 53 in 1980, and Andy passed away at the age of 80 in 2012. Though the couple have both passed on, they left behind them their daughter Dixie and son Andy Griffith Jr. to help keep their story alive. Mom cradles 18-year-old son as he takes his last breath after he stepped in to protect family. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Stacey Marshall. A brave teen stepped in, protecting the family he loved so dearly, and sadly, it cost him his life. But his selfless sacrifice won't soon be forgotten. How far would you go when protecting the loved ones who make up your family? For 18-year-old Hussein Chaudhry, he went so far as to give his life. A young man, described by neighbors as quiet and respectful, was attending university in London to study law. But in addition to his schoolwork, Hussein also helped his family with their home-run business. The family sold designer jackets on the street outside their home in England. And on this tragic day, Hussein was manning the booth along with his mother and brother. Two people posing as customers showed up with the intention of robbing the family. They pulled out knives and attempted to steal several of the high-dollar coats. "They came to steal jackets," a witness explained. "There were two of them. They were teenagers. The lad was trying to stop them from getting away." An attacker sliced both Hussein's mother and brother, but the brave 18-year-old, protecting the family he loved, was the one to take the worst of the attack. The knife hit him in the neck, and as he lay bleeding in his mother's lap, his thoughts were only for his family. He said, "Don't worry, Mom, just call an ambulance." And then he looked up to the heavens peacefully, reported a family friend. Tragically, 18-year-old Hussein Chaudhry was gone before the ambulance arrived. He died protecting the family he loved. And though the teen's bravery is being commended throughout the community, the senseless nature of the act of violence is heart-wrenching. Their designer jackets, worth a few hundred pounds, but a life had been lost over this. I just can't understand it, commented one person. He was killed over a jacket. How stupid is that, said a family friend. Unfortunately, in this broken world, bad things happen to good people. But the Lord won't forget the sacrifice Hussein made in protecting the family he loves. And that brings comfort. Yesterday, my beautiful baby brother left this world the same way he came in, cradled in my mother's arms, the boy's older sister wrote as a tribute following the tragedy. He died defending his family. His eyes were bright. His face showed no pain. He was at peace. To God we belong, and to Him we return. You're home now, baby. I'll see you soon. So many prayers for the family this boy died protecting. May they find peace and comfort in the knowledge that their suffering is temporary. So you have sorrow now, but I will see you again. And your hearts will be glad, and no one will take away your joy. John 16, 22.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.